all we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. What will happen now? We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hope music, it's about to play.
Hope is in your church right now. Time to praise the Most High. My healer, my redeemer, He saved my life. He relieved my sin and brought me back to life.
Hope music.
If you in the church feeling like you can't club, hope make music, even Jesus wanna dance too. I ain't thugging no more, now I'm saved, babe. Shout out to the West Coast, love from your boy, A-R to the O-N. Hope make music, that'll get you out your feelings. Get your blood flowing, get your body moving, the rhythm you feel it, got the bass bumping through your system. Listen, I came to party, man, I shut this place down. Praising God so loud, turn the church into a nightclub. No fight, though, hope shall unite us. I ain't with the games, yo, what's up, bro? I'll fight ya. Happy lions, white, chill with scripture, unite this. I feel the love inside healing me, He's righteous. My healer redeems me, keeps Satan beneath me. When I pray correctly, I know that He's listening. Because I was lost and He found me. And now we are using the scripture to ground me. The prayers all around me. There's plenty of people who don't really like me. That doesn't hurt me, it excites me. Hey, get off my job, get on God. He's the righteous one, red-headed stepchild. But to God, I'm His son. Look at me wrong, cause I was lacking self-love. Now He gave me hope, music to go bump in the club. If you in the church feeling like you can't club, hope make music, even Jesus wanna dance too. I ain't thugging no more, now I'm fake, babe. Shout out to the West Coast, love from your boy, A-R to the O-N. Hope make music, that'll get you out your feelings. Get your blood flowing, get your body moving, the rhythm you feel it, got the bass bumping through your system. Don't be afraid to dance, let yourself be free. You're now rocking with the sound of H-O-P-E. Throw your hands up if you've been redeemed. Right here with me is the place to be. Right here with me is the place to be. In this church with me and my man JC.
It's H-O-P-E music that is up in your soul.
church feeling like you can't club. Hope make music, even Jesus wanna dance too. I ain't thugging no more, now I'm fake, babe. Got a set of West Coast love from your boy A.R. to the O.N. Hope make music, that'll get you out your feelings. Get your blood flowing, get your body moving. The rhythm, you feel it, got the bass pumping through your system. Listen.
Handy Combo fan, what's happening? This is our third straight week with another show. I am joined with my broadcast colleagues, the homie Marty the Greatest, and Tape So Wavy is in the building. Marty the Greatest, man, what's going on, bro? How you feeling tonight, man?
It's a beautiful night. It's not cold out here. Not sure if it's cold where you are, but I would guess it probably is. Because it's Ohio, but it is a good night. We are one day away from a new inauguration, and yesterday was Martin Luther King, birthday, man. So I am full of joy and ready to have a turned up show.
Amen. Well, Tavy So Wavy is also joined with us. She's also another host on the show. Tavy So Wavy, man, how you feeling tonight, sis?
I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be on here. I'm ready to start it.
Amen. Well, we all heard the blast off, and we all heard the MLK last speech. And, of course, we know that he laid the foundation and to what we are continuing to do nowadays with protesters and different organizations that started because of the momentum that he had such drive back then. Marty the Greatest, do you have any favorite or any memorable moments from Martin Luther King's life that helped impact you as a man?
Can't remember whether I was 7 or 8 years old, but I remember I was at my Grandpa Willie house, rest in peace. While everybody was in the front room watching Thriller, I was in his room. It was dark, watching a documentary series about Martin Luther King. And some of the last words he said was, like anybody, I want to live a long life. Longevity has its place, he said, but it really doesn't matter to me now. I just want to do God's will. And that shook the foundation of my adolescent life, man. And I think I have carried that into my adulthood. I mean, because literally every day my focus is, don't get caught up on stuff that don't matter, because it's all about doing God's will. So, yeah, man, that was the biggest impact he had in my life.
Amen. And Tavy, what about you, sis? Do you have any favorite memories or any favorite things that from Martin Luther King Jr. that shaped the woman that you are today?
I would say what actually changed the way I think about certain things was, being around other people so and walking with them and wanting to lab and everything is when he, I was watching a documentary of, Martin Luther King, and this was back when I was probably I had to be like 10 years old or so, and I was in school, and they showed these, pictures and things and showed them walking, it's black and white at that time. They're walking on the bridge or so, and like they're standing together, and they were very brave, And of course, I know their hearts were beating very fast, but I know some of them were like, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. And when I finally seen that, when they came back the second time, they had everybody, white, black, you name it, all walking together, yep, and hand in hand. Like, I was like, wow, I've never seen nothing like that. Yeah, that's what, blew my mind. So that's something that's going to stand with me for a lifetime.
Awesome. And me as well, with the momentum that they had, with the unity that they had, in the community as well as with the whites back then, it just right. drives me even now. So I piggyback and I second that. Great answers, you guys. We all know that Martin Luther King Day was yesterday, and we just wanted to honor his legacy here on Candy Convos, which is why I kicked the show off with the speech. Apparently, it was his last speech, and we all know that that he's still impacting lives even now and for generations to come.
Yeah.
So, Marty, man, we've all heard the blast off, so I'm going to kick the show off with you. What are we going to talk about first tonight?
Well, Licio, like I mentioned, tomorrow is the inauguration. So before we get into topics, I had a funny question I wanted to ask y'all. Just real quick. Licio, if you are president day one, what are you doing?
I'm getting rid of the student loan while I'm at the podium getting my I'm not going to wait till a day in the office. Before the television goes off, ladies and gentlemen, we are cutting student loans right now.
Yep. Before the
so wait, what about you, sis? Before the inauguration is over, we're cutting student loans now.
I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
With me, I would say I would deal with the bills. I would cut some certain types of bills because it's too many, and that's like a whole lot on everyone's plate. Everyone who's paying bills, like phone bill, direct TV bill, stuff like that. You know, it's too much. And on top of it, you have to work, and like it's like you can't save up all the time, but we're steady spending. You know, it's already bad enough we spend on clothes, so now it's like other bills. Yeah.
And Marty, what about you? What is the first thing you will do? Your first act as president?
My first act as president would be to go to the room where they keep all the secrets, ask them do they have aliens, get the answer, and then resign.
Really? So you're campaign, spend all this money, make and get all these votes, all because you want to know if the aliens are real?
You are correct.
I can
you
dig
are
it.
Correct.
I can dig it. But yeah, you didn't mention aliens nowhere in your campaign.
No. I would mention aliens. I would talk a good game, make people think that I'm really about to do some stuff. But I would pick a good vice president. Make sure you know that the country is actually taken care of. But I would definitely find out whether there's aliens, find out maybe a few more secret stuff, and then just be like, okay, so this has been nice, guys.
I don't blame you.
Straight up with that. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Well, other than the first act of presidency, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, of course we talking. I mean, we've been trying to get off this Capitol thing, man. But I'm sorry. It's just every day, right, y'all? Every day is something new.
Yeah.
Every day is something new. So this is no different. So y'all know last week we talked about the black lady who was at the other rally, right? And you know, she ended up punching the lady in the nose. Because the poor white lady tried to take her phone, right? I ain't gonna say poor white lady because I mean obviously she was in wrong, but you know poor boo boo kitty thought she was hard and thought that we all doing the dangerous stuff. Let me live. Tried to take the black girl's phone, and the black girl gave her a straight jab. It was precision too, hit on the nose. Then, if that wasn't bad enough, her 18-year-old daughter decides to troll her on Twitter and say, "Hey, mom, this you?" But not only did her 18-year-old daughter troll her, her 18-year-old daughter got her fired. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Her mother works at a hospital, I believe, in Maryland, and she got her mother fired. Because they seen her not wearing a mask, seen her at the Capitol riot, and see her acting up, and basically said, "Hey, you're out of here, Licio. Did you see it coming? I mean, you know we've been following the story. You know how funny it's been, but did you see this coming?"
I did not see this coming. It's kind of the mother's fault. Because if you are at a rally or at a protest, you know that your job has specific policies in place for you to keep your job. And if you disobey the policies, the company has to let you go legally. So it's not illegal. It's not nothing against you, like discrimination or anything, but it is firmly, the policies are put in place for a reason, just like the laws of the land are put in place for a reason. And if you overstep the policy or overstep the law, you have to pay. So you thought the woman was in the right, and she wasn't, because of what happened at the protest, because of what happened at the White House, I mean at the Capitol Hill, I'm sorry, and she paid for it. The hospital found out about it, and in the end result, because you didn't obey the policy of the hospital, you gotta go.
That's so true.
Prime example that for any business, you can be replaced. No matter what the occasion is, you can be replaced.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're the CEO. I mean, Dave, is this karma? A law of reciprocity, as we like to say as some Christian?
Yeah, like, you have to, you know, play by the rules. You can't do that. You can't overstep your boundaries as well and think that nothing will come back on you. That's karma for you.
That is true. I'm about to make y'all mad. Because I feel sorry for the mom. I just do, y'all. Now, hear me out. Before y'all and Candy Combo fam throw me under the bus, hear me out, okay? Y'all listening?
Okay.
Hear me out. The lady made a bad decision of grabbing the girl's phone. We all know that. She got punched in the nose. She was leaking. That was way more, you know, consequences that anyone can ask for. Then her 18-year-old daughter trolled her, and what at least, she got about 1 million views on the troll.
Yeah, so, about 500,000.
Yeah. Yeah, so now you are half a million. So now you are humiliated on the internet because you have went viral. And now on top of that, you lose your job? Taking L's on top of L's. Come on, nah. When is enough? You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a bridge too far. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a bridge too far. But I feel sorry for her. But as much as I feel sorry for her, she should feel sorry for herself and want to do better. Because you did it to yourself, mama. You did it to yourself. Oh, man. Y'all know what else happened, though? You know what else happened? Y'all remember the black guy running up the steps? The black officer running up the steps? Alicia, you remember this?
Eugene, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name was Eugene. So, the black guy running up the steps, right? Mm-hmm. And he's a hero. He's a hero. Come to find out, he was diverting his job was to divert the protesters, well, I guess you can't call them protesters, the terrorists, the rioters, away from the Senate chamber to give them enough time to get all the lawmakers out safely. Now, my thing is, I'd have been like, y'all just sent me? No, we gonna need about two more people. Come on, Ruiz. Come on, Jason. We gonna need at least two more people. I ain't about to go by myself. The devil is a liar. But Eugene went and he got the job done. So guess who else life he saved? He saved Vice President Mike Pence life. Vice President Mike Pence wanted to thank him. And guess what happened? He had a return Mike Pence call. Exactly. He's ghosting the Vice President of the United States. Hazy, would you ghost the Vice President of the United States?
Oh, I'm not even sure. Probably. See what happens. I don't know, I guess in that moment he needed to do that. I'm not really sure how much he would go up.
He want to tell him thank you.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. You know, I probably would do that. You know, if I'm in that mindset, you know, if I'm in his place, I probably would. I don't know if a lot of people would do that, but I probably would if, you know, if things, you know, were going good, if something happened that's really good, so I would probably do that.
Lee Seal, now I'm interested in hearing what you thought, what you're interested in hearing your take on it. Lee Seal? Well, Lee Seal will be back with us in a second. Would you say, Lee Seal?
Yeah.
I was saying that Eugene Goodman, Officer Eugene Goodman, is quote unquote a hero now. He's probably too busy doing some civil duties, maybe doing radio shows.
That's true.
He just can't get back, and he probably can't get back to check his voicemail or his emails because he's too busy explaining exactly what happened and why America is celebrating him for what he did at the Capitol. That's my
That's
take.
True.
So what about you, Marty?
My take is this. All right. So for whole weeks until it was time for Mike Pence to read out those votes, they was saying that he was saying that I believe that the Trump administration is gonna last, right? So
mm-hmm.
Everybody who kept on saying that the election was fraudulent, these people believed it. They believed that they telling the truth because they don't have evidence. They felt that it was a fraud, but they believed him. So
right.
In some way, what happened is Mike Pence's fault too. He has some blame as well. So I'm thinking this man is thinking, I don't want to hear from you, because it had it not been for people like you and other people lying, saying that the election was stolen, this wouldn't have happened. So I don't want to talk to you. Is it even though I saved your life, I'm just doing my job, but I don't have to sit in front of you and have you tell me all good stuff, knowing very well that you the reason why you part of the reason why it happened in the first place. Y'all know what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean, all I can say is, man, I hope it's over. We got, like I said, we got the inauguration tomorrow. I hope it's over because we need healing, we need unity, and
yeah.
The Civil War wasn't all that hot. And like I said, you bring all Mexicans back to Mexico, you miss out on a lot of good food. You bring all black people back to Africa, you miss on a lot of good food, you miss on a lot of good inventions that we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So We all need each other. And God said we are made in His image. So that means we all we serve a multiracial God.
Period. Amen.
Is that part? Yeah.
Amen. So how about we get into some music before we bring up our next topic? Are you guys ready for some music?
Oh yeah.
All right, get it. Let's get it.
All right. Well, straight out of Hog Mall, you guys. Here is Diamond, Fonz Carter, and Zadok with their newest song called The Past. Check it out.
Cause the past will take
I was mesmerized by the sound of bullets when they fly by. Infatuated with the way it feels when I fire mine. As the muzzle flashes, light up the night sky. Feeling the power when cowards run as we drive by. Obsessed with money, power, respect. Down to lay your clown down for a rep. Without a doubt, climbing mountains for the cloud. All I'm about is a check. Addicted to the hustle, loud powder and X. Surrounded by death on a tight rope and adrenaline junkie. Risk it all to get to the money. Meanwhile, the ops and the cops plot on getting it from me. Laughing at the feds like life in prison is funny. Can't lie, I was in love with cash. Caught a rush just a touch of stack. Thugging at the club, stunting, blowing a couple racks. The only mission was just filling up that duffel bag. Crossing the line to get to that goal like a running back. Ain't care what I was doing to people. Motivated by the root of all evil. Nah, I can't do a 9-to-5, rather do it illegal. Blinded by illusion, saying used to deceive you. But play me once and shame on you, but twice and it's shame on me. I know it should have been a cage and a grave for me. I thank the Lord for saving me. The past will never get me back forever. Mob in Christ gang, the only place to be.
For the sake of those who never read the Bible, for the sake of those worshiping false idols, for the sake of those that do not know your title. Reminiscing them peanut butter Thims, raspberry Clark, MJ Classic. Hoodie on, skipping through traffic just to catch me wherever it's happening at. That Range Road, good with the traffic map. Scaling the state, probing the world, thorough in Greensboro, War Memorial, Auditor. Or after party, Alexander Debbie. Big plate of spaghetti, reminisce twos, rendezvous, Spanish Yeti. I serve mix, play Broadway with the posse, sipping some burgundy colored Calabrasi. Couple of Latin mommies, to the face taking shots, Kabasi. Drowning out all this malarkey. Streets had me beefing, warring like Gaddafi. Oh, Lord, I ain't been the same since they shot me. I ain't been the same since they caught me sleeping one weekend. Didn't peep that heathen sneaking, and neither did my man. Guess who in that ambulance leaking? Oh, liberated to my chest, barely breathing. Oh, be the closest ones to you to commit the treason. Oh, sort of like Judas did to Jesus. I'm so thankful. I praise God for giving me another season. Oh,
for the sake of those who never read the Bible, for the sake of those worshiping false idols, for the sake of those that do not know your title.
I'm not glorifying any sin I did because I talk about it. But life is real, so we gon' talk about it. Temptation is a war and you're surrounded. It can seem impossible to get about it. There's a narrow path to escape if you found it. Been married for years, the back of my sin I'm astounded. Regret the fornication, lost count of the women I found it. Being a player becomes normalized when you're around it. Better men can help you be a better man, learn to be grounded. Let me tell you about karma, the guilt is real, truthfully. Hurts when your daughter's attracted to a guy you used to be. Waiting for the day she like pops, I feel he's using me. Then you tell her once you give her sex, that's how it be usually. Don't sell yourself a dollar, some flowers and jewelry. Heartbroken when there's no loyalty, you assumed it to be. I was just as foul back when I was juggling two or three women at the same time. Thank you God for improving me.
By the sake of those who never read the Bible, for the sake of those worshiping false idols, for the sake of those that do not know your title. For the sake of those who never read the Bible, for the sake of those worshiping false idols, for the sake of those that do not know your title.
Keep on praying. Say that with me, everybody. Keep on praying. When life is crazy, keep on praying. Had an unexpected baby, keep on praying. pray. My wife is gone, kid. Pray. My hormones on, kid. Pray. I lost the fight, kid. Pray. I can't sleep at night, but kid. Pray. I'm on the edge, kid. I'm trusting what you said, kid. Okay, stop. But somebody's gonna have the result that I'm gonna keep on praying. Everybody say, keep on praying when it gets too hard. Hey, I trust you, God. All I'm telling you, it's gonna be a cycle. That in this, I'm gonna rejoice in Jesus. I'm gonna be patient and wait in trouble. And I'm gonna keep on praying. Even when.
Amen, y'all. Shout out to the homie Michael Todd for the Keep On Praying track. There was Daymon featuring Fonz Carter and Zadok with The Past, Straight out of Hog Mob, you guys. Filling that track, you guys. We are back with Tavius O'Wavy and Marty the Greatest in the building. And we got a whole lot of other topics to talk about. And since we are talking about longevity, how about we talk about LeBron leaving Coca-Cola for Pepsi after 18 years? Tavius O'Wavy.
Wow.
You told us that you played basketball before the show. So tell us, what are your thoughts about LeBron leaving Coca-Cola for Pepsi?
Why? Like, but, you know, I guess he had to do this thing, you know, because sometimes you can't just stick with one thing forever, and you got to just – I think he was just stepping out on faith, to be honest. But I'm going to miss, you know, doing that, you know, being for them too as well, but, you know – he got to try new things, too, so I don't blame him for that.
Facts. 18 years is a long time to be with one company, I'm just saying. I am going to miss the Sprite commercials. I will tell you that now, because the Sprite commercials with, like, little cartoon characters and everything, I'm going to miss that. Marty the Greatest, what are your thoughts on LeBron leaving Coca-Cola?
Look, man, LeBron don't need them. And they don't need LeBron. LeBron has been, you know, like people don't know that LeBron, money is not in basketball for LeBron. Money is outside. So LeBron makes way more in brand deals and things of that nature than he makes in basketball. So, I mean, obviously he did his homework. He's a very smart guy. Obviously he did his homework. And you know, they're going to pay him what he wants. I mean, he just won another championship. So, I mean, he's doing in business with what you call strike while the iron is hot. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer. Give Pepsi the opportunity supersede what Coca-Cola's going to come up with, or Sprite going to come up with. You know, so, I mean, kudos to him, man. He deserves it. He's doing a whole lot of good stuff, and if he got a mega deal with Pepsi, it's only going to help the community, because that's where he pulls his money back into. So, hey, man, I'm happy to hear it.
Hey, man. I'm excited for it. Maybe there is more money involved. I'm not sure. But I am going to miss the Sprite commercials, because they were pretty entertaining, and they were eye-catching. So I can't wait to see what LeBron is going to do with Pepsi. I can't wait for the first commercial or whatever it may be. I'm looking forward to it, but congrats to LeBron on all of his accomplishments. And, Marty, like you said, all his money is not in his shoes. It's not in basketball. It's in all of his endorsements and what he does for the community.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, I want to say about 2 years ago, I can't remember what team he was with, but he had literally paid, like, college tuition for, like, like an organization of kids. It was crazy. So yeah, he's always giving back. He's always giving back, and I appreciate his heart, and I'm pretty sure NBA does too, as well as the black community. It's times like this where I wish that I lived in Cleveland, so because I know that's where he's from. So big ups to LeBron and everything that he's doing. The next topic we're going to talk about is the bisexual pastor that turned stripper.
Sorry.
Marty, oh, God, that one got me.
Marty, you sent this to us, and I said, what the heck? You gotta go more into details about this, bro.
So here's the thing, okay? So this girl, this woman, she grew up in a church. Like so many of us, parents were strict, holy, you know, like either you gotta be right. The only way to be right is to be holy, you know. You know, pretty much that strict, staunchy Christian, you know, life. So she said her dream was to always to be a stripper. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear.
You know, some people dream to be a cop. Some people dream to be a doctor. Her dream was to be a stripper. Already red flag. All right? So since she said she decided to be a pastor because pretty much her parents didn't let her dance, do any dance of any sort. So obviously they seen it on it. Then literally she just basically came and just up and say, I quit. I'm bisexual. Leo,
yeah.
Make sense of it.
Bro, so I read the article. She was a pastor. Back in 2016, of a very, very large mega church. And if I'm not mistaken, she's from Minnesota. And, she just had this desire, this will, this want to express herself more. And she attended a lesbian conference or something. And she was like, I had no idea that this could happen. And she basically went home and told her husband, like, I don't think I'm straight anymore. Like, how do you just out of nowhere say that? Like, what the heck? So like you said, Marty, she hung up her robe being a pastor. She had her first photo shoot being a stripper or whatever. And now she has, like, OnlyFans. And this was all before COVID hit. So COVID-19, like put a stop to her business. And she does like full blown photo shoots now and everything, but
yeah.
Bisexual pastor turned stripper. How the heck? And then on top of that, she's willing to have sex with people for money. Like, how do you go from being a pastor to saying that you're just gonna sleep with people for money? Like, what the heck? Again, that's my phrase because I can't think of any other thing to say. Tavy, what are your thoughts? Because you're a woman, you have your own voice, you're independent, you're a strong black woman. What are your thoughts as a woman hearing this about this other woman?
I'm just going to say this. And I know some people already know what I'm about to say, but ain't no way in the world. I don't care if it's $1,000 they try to give me, $1,000, so just to go hook up with somebody. No, like, I'm not doing it. I mean, if it was meant for you to go and pastor, you should have went ahead and, you know, stuck with it, you know, and see where it takes you. But I don't know, I think she's doing it, like, for money-wise, too. So that's what I'm looking at. But then it's like, okay, you love it, too, at the same time. It's just not right, you know? And it's like, I seen her video where she was, like, talking about, you know, she was ministering and so, and she was doing good. But I feel like she could have stuck with it and not listened to that other, you know, inner her, that I think that is nothing but the flesh or so like that. Like, once the flesh takes over, so it's like there's, it's like no turning back if you let it devour you, you know. If you let that type of mindset just take over and stuff, it's like there's no turning back if you're stuck with it. But she has full authority over it, so she's able to get out of that, but she's to this point to where she just don't want a pastor, and she wants to show off her body and stuff and do all these things and let other men touch her soul just to get what she needs. But that's not the way. Like, I would never do that. No, like, I only want one man. That's it. Like, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Like, I get
I'm glad you can't do it.
Right.
I'm glad you can't do it, and I'm glad there's a lot of other women that's sticking to their gut, their calling, to what God has designed mm-hmm. them to do. One in particular, a good friend of mine, is a good friend of ours, Miss Queen Lynn. You know that we all know that she is musically inclined, and she has videos coming out. She's doing big things. Tavy, so wavy, you got a project coming out in March, doing big things. You got to get back in the studio, yeah. Drop some tracks. For us and the whole world to listen to. So I'm excited. So you two mm-hmm. ladies in particular, I'm really excited for, and I'm glad that you guys are sticking to the plan that God has given you. Because being a pastor isn't a choice, it's a calling. And
right.
For her to just turn her back on her calling like that, you're going to have to answer to that one, as we all know. But
yeah, that's just hard. Sad.
That's bad, yep. That's crazy. It's a lot of other adjectives. But I'm glad that there are other women in the world that are sticking to their design, calling,
right.
Their handcrafted, mm-hmm. God-crafted calling, what God has designed you guys to do.
Man.
We are going to get into some music before we get into this rapid fire. Coming up next is our good friend who we just spoke up about, Miss Queen Lynn with She Ain't Me. You guys keep it locked. We got rapid fire with topics coming up next. And then we're going to give you guys our social media information, and hopefully – because you got some last remarks. Here's Queen Lynn with She Ain't Me. Check it out.
Oh, 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 oh. She ain't me. She'll never be me. Yeah. I ain't trying to rush for been there before. No, it ain't work out. Think it's best to take it slow. Make sure this what you want. Cause I don't wanna go back that route. I must admit it made my heart cold. Tarnish my soul. I was so broken down. Made some gold. Play my role. I roll without a doubt. You may say I'm tripping, but I'm different from them other women.
Me. KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
I hear the cops, I'm skipping tune, that's not my favorite song. Was running O's, making plays like the game is on. They know I'm cold, I want my crown like it's the Game of Thrones. Them all my slimes in the trenches trying to say they souls. Sexual sin, look, I've been in that struggle. For COVID, my clear coat, I've been in that bubble. It was probably for the fall, I'm climbing back to be humble. I'm in the field, running back with the gospel, won't fumble. The last supper, me and Joey eating with the mob. We some bosses, we don't talk, just praying head nod. In 3 days he really raised and they wonder why. You know the saying, how it go, real legends never die.
Hey, like Philly TS said, true legends never die. You guys, it was Queen Lynn with She and Me. You can stream it everywhere and download it as you please on all major platforms. Rapid fire segment of the K&D Convo Show. Mark the Greatest Man, what topic are we going to quick fire through real quick tonight?
Well, you know that Mortal Kombat, they came out, they released some new art, and I'm excited about it. Licio, are you excited about it?
Excitement and excited is not the word that comes to mind. it's like my blood is boiling. I just can't wait.
Yeah, it's taking a long time. I mean, I'm like, come on now. I need to see the movie now. Don't tease me. But that's not the only crazy thing that happened this week. A Sauce Walker drops $600 on a Dragon Ball Z inspired chain. Katie, do you think this is a gross misuse of funds?
That is too much to be using up. Like, I wouldn't even do that much. That's like over the limit. Like, but he was excited about it, and he bragged about it and everything, and he also did the, he did the, what was that move again? The Y'all Mad Hot.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He did that for about, what, that was like an hour, 2 hours or so? And I'm like, oh my gosh! Like, he was so excited. He's glad he was the first rapper to have a dragon necklace, and he ended up getting something else done. And he was very excited. And he's like, yeah, I spent $600,000. And he said, but that's not the only thing. And I had this other necklace for, like, he said, a couple of years or so. And he said, I was just waiting on these other rappers to drop something. But they ain't got nothing on this, and I was like, uh-oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you like this. You could cut my eyes out and put them on the necklace, and I still won't pay $600,000 to get it back.
Me either. That's too much.
Licio, the COVID vaccine doctor, he just turned into the weed man because they giving people free bags of marijuana with your COVID-19 vaccine. Are you going to get the COVID vaccine now?
bro, I don't even smoke at all. Cigarettes, marijuana, blunts, none of that. So them offering me a bag of weed in D.C., it's not entertaining to me because I'm still not taking the vaccine. Baby, so wavy, what about you?
Oh, no. I can't do it. I'm not. I don't deal with no marijuana, so I don't even touch that stuff. Yeah, I can't.
Hey, man, you sound like somebody's grandma. Girl, go ahead and get the vaccine and tell them how the weed tastes.
No. I can't do it.
I'm just going to tell you like this. I know we ain't gonna be getting it. And, you know, marijuana, no marijuana. But they're going to catch some people. They're going to catch some people.
Okay.
Some people is probably headed there right now saying, did you buy the rolling papers? Did you buy the rolling papers? Because they're going to get some people. And our last rapid-fire topic is Spike Lee remembers Chadwick Boseman while accepting the American Cinema Stars honor. Come on, Lucho. We got to give it up for Spike Lee for remembering the king, the Condorfell.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys remember, but we're going to give Spike Lee a round of applause. As well as LeBron for all the compliments that they're doing. So for everything that they're doing, we're going to give them a round of applause right now. First of all, we want to continue the legacy of Chadwick and of course, Kobe, who we lost in 2020, as well as Tiny, a.k.a. Debo.
Yeah.
And you guys, just everybody that passed away last year, I do remember us a couple episodes ago in 2020 when we mentioned that Chadwick Boseman had a tribute inside of the brand new Spider-Man game, which came out in November, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm glad that people are honoring Boseman despite how he passed away. But the fact that Spike Lee honored him like on television, at an award show, for everything that he did in the Bloods game, Bloods 5, whatever the movie was called recently, just showed how much he was really loved and supported on screen as well as off screen. And of course, we always hear from the Marvel Universe and the different people that actually were impacted by him saying that he didn't have enough time. Well, I didn't have enough time with Chadwick just to see him off screen. But he was a person with infinite talent, with infinite gifts, and those are just words from Spike Lee himself, from the article that I read, and I'm glad that he honored Chadwick, and hopefully that we all will too, with the years to come, with the days to come as well, as we honor Kobe, keep your mama mentality alive. Tavisa Wavy, what are your thoughts about Spike Lee, the director, honoring the actor, Chadwick Boseman?
I'm deeply impressed, and I'm thankful that he is doing things like that, and they're helping, you know, just keep his name and memory and so, and just, like, I mean, I done seen videos and stuff of Chadwick doing some funny things and so, and those moments right there is very special. Like, I really took the time out and then, you know, did so much about the cast he was with. Like, he was deeply loved. Like, he really was. And that's why I see why they do what they do for him. Like, this man, you know, he took the time out to show love to others. And so, like, that's who he was.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the way I look at it is that he was the king. His wife is the queen. And if they had, I don't think they had any children, but even if they had children, they are the princess and prince. That's our, we should track them as if they are British. They're the British monarchs. They basically monarchs. To me, his wife will always be queen. And, you know, she was married to the king. That literally they my monarchs. Everybody Shuri is princess. Princess Shuri. And that's not even her real name, but in my mind, you know, in my mind, that's basically how it is. And our last rapid fire of the night, and I gotta get both of y'all on this because this is funny. A lady
from the Capitol riot, unfortunately, is going to jail because she stole the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop. And guess who snitched on her? Her ex. So, but they haven't found the laptop yet. So my question to both of y'all, and I don't care who go first, question is, do y'all think she really stole the laptop, or is her ex trying to get back at her?
I mean, she probably did. Ain't no telling. She probably have done it. Probably, you know, tried to hide her hand, but there's no, I mean, no telling, like, you know, what all she was banking or so. You know, if she did take it, like, that is so wrong. Like, you don't steal, you know, that's against
But that's not even the worst part about it. She was trying to sell the laptop to the Russians.
Oh, that's even worse. Like, what were you thinking? Like, you don't do that. You can go to prison or so. Like, people just don't think. Like, they just, you know, go with their first mind. It's like, no, like, just ignore the first mind, okay? Go with your second mind. Don't do it at all. Don't touch it. That you're going to buy it. That's how I feel.
Now, Licio, they haven't found the laptop yet, but she did tell her ex-boyfriend that stole the laptop, and he snitched on her. So now, do you think she really stole that? She lied to him, and she really stole that laptop? Or do you blame him for snitching on his ex-girlfriend? Or would you have taken the opportunity to snitch on her, it being an ex-girlfriend?
Let me tell you this right now. If my baby mama, Christiana, called me like, hey, yo, Alicia, I got the mayor's laptop, what should I do? Okay, first and foremost, let's sit down together so we can go through the computer together so we can change some things in Ohio. I'm just saying. Now, this woman in particular has an ex, and he's bitter. The bitterness makes a difference because now he has snitched on her, and apparently you dumb broad, you didn't tell your ex your whole plan. You're going to sell it to the Russians and all of this other stuff. Now, is it true, or did he make it up? That's a really good question, but I don't think he'd just make something up with her first and last name unless she really has a computer. So in my opinion, I think that she actually took the computer and she called the first person to her mind, her ex-boyfriend, who she probably still messed with. I don't know. But she told him, and he leaked it. So there you go. I think she took it. That's my answer. Good night, Irene.
Interesting. What type of – you just brought something to my attention. What type of Scooby-Doo movie is this for you to tell them the whole plot and you tell them that you have the evidence?
Right.
What is that about?
You big dumbass.
What is that about? You
think
the
crazy.
And then how many friends do you have for you to call your ex? You didn't call nobody. Nobody else. Maybe somebody who you're gonna have to reconcile with before you tell them that you did your criminal plan.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, if she go to jail, I don't understand how this would make the world's dumbest criminals. This is definitely world's dumbest criminals opportunity, I mean, for her, because that
material,
that's,
right.
That was dumb. Sorry, I said it was dumb.
Real dumb.
Well, Candy Combo fan, we are really at the end of the show. We want to thank all of you guys for listening. We do want to give a special thanks to Roslyn Smith Counseling, ShalomSheet.com, as well as Faith to Faith Radio, as well as RYC Praise News and Eve's Garden. You guys, if you are listening and if you are interested in 24/7 music all around the clock, definitely download Faith to Faith Radio app. Or you can listen to it on your Roku TV app. And definitely check out RYC Praise News. Support Eve's Garden as well as ShalomSheet.com. Roslyn Smith Counseling as well. Follow all of them on Instagram. And if you guys are interested on Friday night, clear your schedule because I have a doubleheader this Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Two different guests, 1 hour each. And it's going to be a lit situation, and God is going to be glorified. Martyr the Greatest, any last remarks?
Look, y'all, this has been a good show. We appreciate y'all for listening. We just three friends who love having candid combos, and we hope you love hearing us have them and just going crazy, being our crazy authentic self. Look, we going through some tough times, but we could get through this. Just you see on TV. Don't think that can be done. Spoiler alert, it can't. But, I mean, and look, like we always say on Candy Combos, it doesn't matter who's president because Jesus is king. So, until we y'all hear from us next week, just remember to pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have Candy Combos. Oh, and follow me and Marty the Greatest everywhere. Holla.
And then, what about you, Tavi? Any last remarks, sis?
Yes, first I want to say you can always follow me at Tavi So Wavy, which is on Instagram. Also, Tavi, which is on Facebook. You can also hit me up on Twitter, too, which is Official Tavi. And also, I thank you all for tuning in. And this has been a great show for us. Also, just like Marty was saying, don't do nothing crazy, please. Don't do what everybody else do, okay? Don't be a follower, be a leader, okay? Just want to remind you of that, all right? Everybody say your prayers, get in your Bible, you know, go to church, do what you got to do, and stay on track with the Lord, get closer to Him while you got time. And I know it's crazy out here now, but don't let that stop you from doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord, okay? And I love everybody, and God bless you all, and sleep well. Continue to be, you know, as healthy as ever, you know. And I can't stress that enough. But, yeah. So I hope you continue to
tune
in and listen to me.
Tavi sounds such like a mom when it gets to the end of the show.
Like somebody's mama or grandma, right, man? Dang.
I can't help it. I'm already an auntie of twins. I've been to twins, y'all. I'm happy, you know? Yeah.
I got you. Well, you guys can follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter. And if you need the link to the Facebook business page, hit me up in my inbox. And you guys, just be great. Have a great week. And hopefully I will see you guys or hear from you guys on Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the live interview with the homie Mike Carter and Stefanato from Menace Movement at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys, be great. We're going to go ahead and close out the show with the song that we started the show with last week from Creed 2, which is Ice Cold from the homie Mike Teal. So you guys, be great, and don't be afraid to have candy combos. Be blessed.
Yes, sir.
How dare you walk from me? I'm where I've always been. It's all downhill from here.
Ice cold, you know.
Ice cold.
I go for broke. No joke, one smoke. I ain't mad, you know. I strapped before. I'm strapped, compact. I clapped before. Who wanna be they maker? Who wanna be they savior? I'm in a big house now. Who never seen they neighbors? Who wanna see my greatness? Best believe I paid for you. Best believe I made for you. Boy, better shoot that game. I'm